Do you remember who Moses was? Moses, when he was just a newborn baby, where did his mother hide him from the bad Pharaoh? Yes? In the bulrushes, in a little ark or box. And then who found him in the bulrushes? Do you remember? Yes? That's right, the king's daughter, the Pharaoh's daughter. The daughter of the very one who wanted to kill all the little boy babies. She found him, but she felt sorry for him. She loved him, and she took him home and raised him as if he were her son in the palace. But when he grew up, then Moses left Egypt. He went away from Egypt into the wilderness, and there he met some shepherd girls taking care of their father's sheep. And Moses helped them. And when the girls came home early, then their father said, "How come you're early today?" And they said, "Well, there was an Egyptian man," they meant Moses, "who helped us." So their father Jethro said to them, "Well, why don't you invite him for lunch?" So they did. They invited Jethro for lunch. And then their father said to Moses, "What, would you like to stay with us?" And Moses said he would. And then Moses later married the oldest of the girls. Her name was Zipporah. And Moses took care of Jethro's sheep. That was his job. Now one day, Moses took the sheep to a holy place, but he didn't know it was holy. The name of that place is called Horeb. And another name for Horeb is Mount Sinai. Do you know what very special thing, what very holy thing the Lord gave to Moses on Mount Sinai later on? Yes? Right. Very good. The Ten Commandments. Very good. But that was later. This time, Moses saw something very surprising, and he turned aside to see it. And when he did, the Lord spoke to him and gave him a command. Listen what the Lord commanded him. And Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he directed the flock behind the wilderness and came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. And the angel of Yehovah was seen by him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bramble. And he saw, and behold, the bramble burned with fire, and the bramble was not at all eaten up. And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bramble is not burnt." And Yehovah saw that he turned aside to see, and God called to him from the midst of the bramble and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Behold, me." And he said, "Do not come near this place. Shake off thy shoes from on thy feet, for the place on which thou standest, it is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses covered his face, because he was fearful to look upon God. So what did the Lord command Moses to do? What did he say to do? Yes?
Shake off his shoes.
Right. Shake off his shoes from on his feet because it was holy ground. Now there's another story very like this one a little later in the Word. Do you remember Joshua? Joshua was the leader who came after Moses. He was a soldier. He led the children of Israel to conquer the land of Canaan. And the first place they had to conquer was Jericho. Remember how the Lord made the walls of Jericho all fall down? Well, right after that battle, Joshua also saw the Lord. He didn't know it was the Lord at first, but listen how this story goes. And it was when Joshua was at Jericho that he lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, a man standing in front of him and his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries, our enemies?" Sort of like he was saying, "Are you on our side or on the other side?" And he said, "No, for I, the commander of the army of Yehovah, have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped him and said to him, "What does my Lord speak to his servant?" And the commander of the army of Yehovah said to Joshua, "Shake off thy shoe from on thy foot, for the place on which thou standest is holy." And Joshua did so. So here we have a picture. Here's Moses, and he's seeing the bush that's burning and burning, but not burning up, because it was heavenly fire he was seeing with his spiritual eyes open. So it wasn't hurting the bush. And you can see, what has Moses done? Yes? That's right. He's shaken off his shoes, just like the Lord commanded him. And you can also see his shepherd's staff over here. And then here's another picture. So who is this man who's kneeling down? It's not Moses, it's Joshua. Here's the commander of the army of the Lord with a sword in his hand. And what has Joshua done? Yes? That's right. He shook off his shoes too. Now, when we come to church, we are coming to holy ground because the church is like the Lord's house. Now, we don't take off our shoes when we come to church, but we do something a little bit like that because we usually take a bath before we come to church, or a shower, and we put on clean clothes, usually nicer clothes than we wear for just playing or for working. We put on beautiful, as nice clothes as we can, and the minister puts on special clothes too, because it's holy ground where we're coming. And our nice clothes remind us that we love the Lord. That's why we put on nice clothes, because we're coming to his house. And we want to listen to what the Lord says. We want to remember that we've come to holy ground. And our nice clothes kind of remind us this isn't playtime. We can play after church, and that's great. But for a little while, we want to listen to what the Lord says because what he says is holy. That means it's so good. It teaches us how to be a good person, a happy person, for all of our life and forever. And it's so true. What the Lord teaches us is always true forever and ever. So that's one of the reasons we put on special clothes. And we do this at home too, because like when you say grace before dinner, what do you usually do? Yes? You say the blessing. And what do you do when you say the blessing? Do you just stare around, look out the windows, and fool with some toys on the table? Is that what you do when you say the blessing? You usually fold your hands, don't you? And a lot of people close their eyes too, and maybe they bow their head. And why is that? It's because for a moment we just want to think about thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you do, for all this good food and for my family, for all the things you're doing for me all the time. And we don't want to be distracted by thinking about all our friends and the nice food and stuff like that. We just want to think about the Lord for a minute. And similarly, when we say prayers at night, we usually fold our hands and bow our heads. And for just a minute, we say thank you to the Lord and help me be a good person and all the other things we want to ask the Lord for. Or when people come to a wedding, do they put on special clothes? Yes, they do, especially the bride. Beautiful dress. Or when people come to a baptism, do they usually put the baby in a special gown? Do you think so? Yeah, that's right. And we wear nice clothes. Why is that? That's because a wedding is a holy thing. We're asking the Lord, please help this man and wife join together forever and ever and be husband and wife together in heaven. When we bring a baby to be baptized, it's a holy time. We're thinking about this baby's eternal happiness and what we can do to help and how the Lord is going to take care of this person forever. So we wear nice clothes for that occasion so that we can concentrate on that this is a time to think about the Lord and eternal life. Now, when we're all done, then it's fine to play with our friends again and to go out and do useful work. Moses, when he was finished talking to the Lord and the Lord was finished talking to him, he probably put his shoes back on so he could be a good sheep, could take care of the sheep, be a good shepherd. And Joshua, when he was done, The angel was done talking to him, and he was done hearing the commands of the Lord. He probably put his shoes back on so that he could be a good general to his soldiers. And we, when we've come to church, we've learned something from the Lord. The Lord wants us to put on our shoes again. He wants us to take what we've learned and use it to be a good friend to our friends and to be a good worker. But it's very good for us to have some special times when we spiritually shake off our shoes, we put on nice clothes, we stop for a minute and think about the Lord and think about heaven, because that's going to help us do a good job with all the rest of the parts of our life too. Amen.